At 11 p.m., according to the WMFO digital clock, you are in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. And now at 11:02, according to that very same WMFO digital clock, you are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I'm Belinda, and this is Bubbles in the Think Tank. It's 2.5-ish of the silliest hours of radio programming imaginable on this Saturday evening. It's all the silliness you can stomach, all the silliness you can shake your stick at, and we have been double-dong-daring you since 1990. It's like a little joyride right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. Coming up in around about an hour and 15 minutes, maybe the midnight 20 hour, it'll be time for the radio obituaries. It's that time each week where we say farewell to those who have passed in recent days and weeks and months. But first, you know we've got a ton of silliness to get to. And tonight it's all inspired by a member of the ever-embiggening staff here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. It's our Ambassador Feelgood, Scott Cornish. Certified genius. He hipped me to the fact that he might be going to Coney Island tomorrow, and I became wistful. Downright borderline jealous. And it made me think about all those things I like to do in the summer that I never do anymore. Go to the fair, go to the carnival, you know, a little festival. I'm very picky about the festivals I attend. Let me be clear. Let's just say that this show goes straight out to him tonight as we start tonight's episode of Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Well, the wind's blowing smoke and the flies is burning down. Throw my baby out the window, let the joint burn down. Oh, because it's carnival time. Rocking from one side to the other, the joint is jammed and packed, and I'm about to smother. All because it's carnival time. Oh, it's carnival time. Because it's carnival time, and everybody. nickel, mama, I've got a dime. We could get together and a drink of some wine. All because it's carnival time. Oh, it's carnival time. Because it's carnival time and everybody's happy.
Things they're supposed to see. So stop your groaning and let your troubles fade. Here comes a cheer for Ray. Jackie Horner, leave your corner, raise the window shade. Here comes a cheer for Ray. Come on and replace your case of blues with the joys. Right about face and join the happiness boys. Everything is gonna be alrighty, I'm afraid. Here comes a cheer for Ray.
Let's go ride the rides, play games of skill. the most fabulous prize.
Start the parade. show, and the lady boys, and the popsicles, and the sugar cane, and the candy man.
Thank you.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. That was indeed somewhere around 30 minutes. As usual, we are pre-recording at Babyland because it is the best place in the world. Why would I ever want to leave? We have so much more silliness to get to tonight. We've got quite a few Bubbles in the Think Tank favorites in the program tonight, even a couple of members of the Bubbles in the Think Tank stable of stars. And then, of course, you know it's all leading up to the radio obituaries, where we've made tremendous progress this week. We'll take a look at the radio obituary statistics when that time comes. So hold on, plenty to get to tonight, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
I went to the animal fair. The birds and the beasts were there. The big baboon by the light of the moon was combing his auburn hair. The monkey saw a skunk and hopped on the elephant's trunk. The elephant sneezed and fell down to his knees, and that was the end of the monk, the monk, the monk, the monk. Saw a dancing bear, a big giraffe with a hee haw laugh and his neck up in the air. The chimpanzee set sail and grabbed the lion's tail. The lion roared into orbit, he soared, and that was the end of the chimp, the chimp, the chimp, the chimp. Swooped right down and lit on a clown and gave me an awful scare. The kangaroo did hop right up to the tent's big top. The tent post swayed as the brass band played, and that was the end of the fair, 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 fair.
Thank you. all sizes and shapes, one button rolls and semi drapes, high class cocktails, special made for the jitterbug fashion parade. Everyone saying all root Mac bout, that guy on the saxophone just knocks me out. He comes on in with a mellow riff, make you want to jitterbug till your joints get stiff. Cause everybody's here from all over town, getting real high and mighty low down. This ain't no place for no old maids when they're trying to wedge in on a jitterbug fashion parade.
My wife likes to go places, do things. We were going to go to Italy. I wasn't crazy about that. No, you know. My birthday was last month, and we were going to go to Italy. But that didn't work out because we got all messed up on making accommodations and stuff like that. Logistics. So we decided not to go, and I was just as happy. The only thing I was looking forward to is flying on a 787, those big ones. There are two engines. But the inside of them, I mean, carrier class is just like first class on most other planes. They go transatlantic, that's what they use them for. Like you'll have a flight from Italy to here, I don't know how many hours it is exactly, but it'll be about 15 hours. So you have to be comfortable, and inside these planes, just common class, not first class, in common class, you've got a workstation, you can have a computer there. There's a bunch of little cubes in there. but that was the only thing I was looking forward to on the trip. In the first class is a bar. You go upstairs and you're drinking in a bar all night. All of a sudden, you're there. I like to fly. I'm interested in the planes I fly on and everything like that. I love to fly. I love airports. Anytime there's masses of people, I love it. Airports, fairgrounds, circuses, theaters. Like I come over here to the senior center because there's people all over the place.
Hello. I'd like to ask for just 1 minute of your valuable time to tell you about an astonishing opportunity you won't want to miss. Yes, sir, it's a rock music festival. You tell me there have been rock music festivals before, and you're 100% right. But I promise you there has never been a rock music festival like the Omaha Music, Art, Peace, Sex, and Badminton Festival. No, sir, no, madam. Never before such a weekend of music, art, peace, sex, and badminton. Never before a festival located on 6 breathtaking acres of unspoiled mountainside in a totally inaccessible part of this country. Sounds interesting, doesn't it? Aren't you glad you listened? Well, listen to the exciting attractions in store for you at this once-in-a-lifetime celebration of the human spirit. Yes, sir, yes, madam. That's your spirit I'm talking about. This festival has it all. We've got your wine, your music, your grass. We've got your organic food. We've got your portable toilets. We've got your narcs. We've got your mud, your rain, your hail, your truth, love, and companionship. Plus the famous rock music bands you'll want to see. Groups like your mud, your rain, your hail, your truth, love, and companionship. And I tell you this, sir, we've got your daughter. If you will send $50,000 in small bills to Box 986, care of this station, she will be returned to you completely unharmed and only slightly the worse for wear immediately following the amazing Omaha Music Art Peace, Sex, and Badminton Festival. And I thank you for your time.
Marching through the sweethearts on parade. I can't help crying as they pass me by. The sweethearts on parade. I'd love to join the fun, but they part me. It takes more than one to join the army. How will I find just fall in line? The sweethearts on parade.
Soccer, part-time jobs, the internet. Are you and your busy kids forgetting something? Don't forget music. Hi, this is Faith Hill. Music study is one of the most valuable ways a student can spend time. Time spent in practicing and studying music reinforces teamwork, communication skills, self-discipline, and creativity. All the qualities kids need to be successful in their schoolwork and in society. Let your kids know that music is a whole lot more than what they hear on the radio. And the more they learn about it, the more they'll enjoy listening to their favorite tunes. Then maybe they can explain to you why they think it's so cool. Hey, turn off the TV and play music with your kids.
A PSA brought to you by the National Association for Music Education.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. We've still got a few more tunes before we get to the radio obituaries. I just wanted to pop in and say thank you all very much for being with us here tonight. And don't forget, if you like what you're hearing and want to talk about it, because I know many people do, then get yourself on over to the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group, where people are posting records and talking about what we're playing. You can really learn a lot from the other listeners here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
A carnival in Venice with gondolas and guitars. A boy